this generation's 9/11. That's Jay Johnson, the Homeland Security Secretary under President Obama. A familiar face to you, Stephen Portnoy, at the White House. But let's go live now. Secretary Johnson, last time we saw each other, it was in our WCBS 880 newsroom. Now I understand you are remote at Patty Steele's house somewhere. I'm remote in New Jersey in my news bunker, and we're coordinating through our WCBS newsroom yet again. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Patty is my neighbor here in Montclair, New Jersey, and she's got a beautiful home, I have to say.
Yes, she does. Just her latest of beautiful homes. Secretary Johnson, as Homeland Security Secretary, your job was to keep us safe after the attack on 9/11. How does that, if at all, inform us now in fighting what President Trump likes to call this invisible enemy?
I believe the 9/11 attack informs us, and it's worth referencing, to summon the national conscience. And 9/11 was an event that got all of our attention, that brought us together as a nation and required commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. And the current crisis we're in is requiring much of the same. They're two different events, obviously, but of equal severity. And we will get through this. We will get through this through continued social distancing, doing what our leaders tell us to do in terms of staying at home, staying away from the workplace. And sooner or later, we are going to flatten the curve, so to speak. But we've got to continue at this, and we've got to continue to stay at home and be dedicated and be disciplined.
One thing we did not have after 9/11 was a competition between the states and the federal government and the hospitals, even for respirators, for life-saving equipment. That has changed this time around. What are your thoughts about making that a smoother situation?
This is very unfortunate. FEMA, which is part of the Department of Homeland Security, should be at the core of the effort of shepherding resources to make sure that things like ventilators and PPP go to the communities and the hospitals most in need, rather than having a bidding war between and among states, including also the federal government. It seems to me that there ought to be legal authority for FEMA to be able to allocate these resources and not allow for bidding wars between and among states. This is an unhealthy situation to exist right now. And so if I were in the federal government, I'd be demanding to know whether or not FEMA has the authorities to do this. I have not heard a straight answer to that question yet.
No, we haven't. And while hindsight is 2020, in this kind of a thing, this global viral pandemic, in your White House briefings over the years, did this kind of thing ever come up? Did the experts see this kind of thing coming?
Well, in the fall of 2014, we had the Ebola virus from West Africa. And I have to say, from that point on, the threat of a lethal virus, a lethal pandemic, has been uppermost on the minds of Homeland Security and national security officials, to the point where during the transition from Obama to Trump, the outgoing cabinet sat down with the incoming cabinet to talk about various things we thought they needed to know. And one of the things we did in that discussion was a tabletop exercise to go through the scenario of a lethal virus spreading across our country. So this type of thing that we're facing now has been near the top of the list in terms of things we need to worry about and prepare for.
And I hate to even bring this up because it's such a dark thought, but at a time when we are so vulnerable in this country, I mean, the whole world is affected by this pandemic, but at a time when we are so vulnerable, is there an increased risk to our own homeland security?
Well, anytime we're dedicated to combating a nationwide crisis, it requires a dedication and a diversion of resources. My hope is that the Department of Homeland Security will continue to remain focused, along with our U.S. Department of Defense, obviously, on the range of different possible threats, like, for example, cybersecurity threats. With the stimulus package having passed Congress and money leaving our federal treasury to go out to small businesses, to people who've been laid off, we have to be extra vigilant when it comes to the possibility of a cyber theft, a cyber attack. And so we've got to keep our eyes on all of it. We can't let our guard down. This is obviously a challenging time, but we will get through it, and we will learn from it. But I encourage all of us within the sound of our voice to continue to be dedicated, do what our leaders say in terms of social distancing, and we will get through this.
Well, you are involved and engaged, and we appreciate your comments. That's Secretary Jay Johnson, former Secretary of Homeland Security. I would advise you, Mr. Secretary, just to stay hunkered down in Patty's house. She's got a hell of a wine cellar.
Thank you very much.
You'll be fine there. Thank you.